military tradition. And we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
For the right tires and expert service, count on Tire City. For all models and makes, we do whatever it takes.
This is Jared from Tire City. At Tire City, we know that summer is a great time to get out and enjoy those all-terrain vehicles. Before you start hitting the backwoods trails or go mud rotting, be sure to check your tires. If they're wearing thin, Tire City has a deal you won't want to pass up. You can get a set of BF Goodrich all-terrain KO2s for only $815. That's a savings of $335. With our discounted price and your rebate, you can have fun knowing you are riding on the best tire for your Jeep, truck, or sport utility vehicle. The BF Goodrich All-Terrain KO2 was developed to give you confidence and control on and off the road. Summer's here for just a few short months, so don't put off having fun because of bad tires. Make sure your summer is one to remember. The inventory is limited, so come see us at Tire City on the Atlanta Highway next to East Elm Mall and the Southern Boulevard at Woodley Road in the Capitol Plaza Shopping Center. Your friends at Tire City wish you a happy and safe Memorial Day holiday.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The chance of seeing a shower over the next several hours, under 20%. We'll say about 10%. Otherwise, look for a mostly clear night, a warm night overnight, low 71. Tomorrow, Alabama continues to heat up. High temperature in the middle 90s, perhaps 96 tomorrow. Upper 90s Saturday, record high territory. Sunday and Memorial Day Monday, 99 to around 100. And dry for the next several days, perhaps until the middle of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks. And it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the... They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table to figure out how badly they're getting by a system that threw them overboard 30 years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this place. It's a big club and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich who don't give a about them. They don't give a about you. They don't give about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on. The fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue that's being jammed up their every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream. Because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is a big broadcast. Thursday happy hour. This Talk 93.1 FM, WACD. I'm your gracious, occasionally trucking on host, Greg Udell, my Tom Lightside kid.
Joey.
He's here, and so is the much beloved and glorious.
And here they are.
That being Terry Adams.
Please clap.
Prime Minister of Blades. Well, I had enough of this for today, and I'm
great show, Greg.
Got a couple of things to do, and I'm gonna head off.
You got big plans or something?
No,
because you look good today. I was thinking you got a hot date or something.
That white Every shirt. Time he starts with the good, you're looking good today.
No, it's that white shirt.
It is.
Well, it's I should wear it more often.
Are you supposed to wear white before Memorial Day, though?
That's shoes.
Oh,
not shirt. Shirts are okay.
I get confused with all that fashion crap.
Not a good day on Wall Street today. I'm not sure why. I think it may have something to do with this ongoing crap.
Mm. What ongoing crap, sir?
From the queen bitch in Congress, Pelosi.
Oh, yeah. She's crazy.
I mentioned this to Joey. I finally realized with all these mouth movements she makes, she looks like a horse with a poorly fit bit.
True.
Because she's always, like, moving her lips around, like, trying to find a comfortable spot.
It is kind of like a chihuahua just fed a spoonful of peanut butter.
Ooh.
Very much like that, too.
It's peanut butter fed chihuahuas. You well, never know.
We believe the president covered up. And he's supposed to sit down and negotiate with them when they have been lying from day one.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, why does he have to sit there and take it? Why does he have to sit and... You know, make nice with people that have tried to overthrow his presidency since before he took office.
You know, I think Pelosi actually took the Lord's name in vain today. Yeah, and I think a lot of people get that confused. It's like, oh, you dropped a GD or something like that. That's using the Lord's name in vain. I think actually it's when you use, like, invocations of God. She said today
that I'm praying for this president. And I hope that his staff or his friends or his family perform an intervention.
An intervention?
Yeah. I'm praying for him, though.
Well, what are you praying for, Nancy?
Yeah. probably that big red and white and blue thing that, George Conlon just mentioned jammed up his ass or something. That's what she's
praying. No, whenever people call up and say, I'm praying for you, Joey, I mean, I usually just take it as thank you. But part of me wants to go, what are you praying for? Exactly.
I don't know. Be a little more specific.
I don't know if it's polite to ask.
No, it isn't, but sometimes you wonder.
When somebody takes a moment to commune with the Lord on your behalf, you kind of want
to... Well, I like to think somebody, you know, on their knees, like right before they go to bed, you know, making that sweet prayers and best of luck, these sorts of things, but then... Like some, you know, maybe they're not a Christian. Maybe they're, like, skilled in the dark arts of voodoo or something.
True.
They've got some pincushion puppet over there that looks like me.
Wow. Joey, I ran across a Mencken quote.
Really?
Oh.
The whole aim of practical politics is Hell to Mencken. Keep the populace alarmed and hence clamorous to be led to safety by menacing it with an endless series of hobgoblins, all of them imaginary.
Yes.
He nails it.
I love Mencken.
He nails it. This is all a distraction.
I have every Mencken album ever made in my house.
Well, democracy is the theory that upon seeing a working ass, a donkey, overladen by the weight of the cart, democracy is the theory that seeing this, that you just put the ass in the cart and you solve the problem.
Wow.
It is only 3:13, and this show has just completely left me in its dust.
We're just quoting a guy much smarter than all of us in here.
Exactly. Put together.
I like that, though. The solution to a donkey hauling a
heavy cart. Democracy is the idea. If you put the donkey in the cart, you've solved the problem.
Yeah. Cart doesn't move, but...
Or it's the science and art of running the circus from the monkey cage.
Pretty much.
It goes very well with our George Carlin theme.
We hope you're paying close attention. There's going to be a pop quiz coming up on all this stuff later in the show. Just reading an article. I know how to read. Trouble is, today I spent most of my afternoon writing. I've got a...
column due?
Yeah.
Those deadlines will get up on you quick.
God bless my publisher, Jim Watson, for being so patient with me. You know, I've talked about this for months, about this column called Funny Farm. And it's all about the consistencies in the way they advertise new medical
things.
Oh, yes. Have fun with that.
Pills, solutions.
Side effects.
And there's a remarkable consistency in the approach. And, of course, they're targeting boomers. So it's perfect column for the magazine.
Yeah.
So I started with the title. Usually I don't come up with the title until the end. But Funny Farm, both spelled with PH. Well, it's not Funny Farm now. It's called Big Mac and Fried. It's one of my lame-ass stories going back to many years ago. I've told you about this, the Fleetwood Mac party at the Playboy Mansion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, it goes back to that because a medication called Anoro runs a ton of ads, at least on the channels I watch, and you better pull up that Smithsonian guy, Junior.
All right, Senior.
Anoro? Never heard of that one.
Anoro, A-N-O-R-O.
Okay.
And every Anoro commercial shows somebody's got a pretty serious illness, but dressed very elegantly. They're standing in front of a white backdrop that has Anoro in red letters on it, and is... And what's playing in the background is Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac, which is a Lindsey Buckingham composed
piece. Ah, Lindsey.
So I started by going back to this party, but there was more detail to the party story than I realized. And I thought, I ain't going to have time.
Yeah, to do both elements.
To address all these other medications.
The ones at the party especially.
It goes back to that time in 1977 and me and the band at the peak of their popularity and how nice Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham were, how frightening Mick Fleetwood was, and how full of crap Christy McVie was because she was too ill to attend.
Ah,
yeah. Well, didn't you lay down some of that that charm? Some of your did you mac on Stevie?
Stevie Nicks... And I have to explain this in the column. I wish I could offer photographic evidence. There was a picture
I've seen it.
No,
I think you found it. I saw it. I saw it a couple of years ago.
If I had it, it would be on the masthead of my Facebook page. It would be my cover photo. Because we looked like we belonged together.
No, I believe
I
it.
I was young and hanged.
I mean, look at you.
She was just stunningly cute little blonde. She just tucked into my right arm so perfectly. It was so nice.
Laid on that charm thick, didn't you?
And then I found myself referencing Styx.
Styx!
Yeah, because I worked for them at one time.
Heard that. Heard a rumor about that.
And that's something that Lindsey Buckingham and I talked about. I kind of asked him, have you heard of that? Oh, yeah. yeah. And I mentioned, even though I was a Chicago jock on a rock band, because the only people invited were jocks that played on stations that played Fleetwood Mac. This was
It'd be stupid to invite anybody else.
And we were not allowed to bring a guest. And after you get into the Playboy Mansion, you realize why.
Uh-huh.
Hefner must have bought off the Near North Side Police Department because cocaine was openly served on mirrors.
My God.
With golden Coke spoons on the mirrors, so if you didn't bring yours from home, just take one.
But you had to leave it. You couldn't take the spoon with you.
I think a lot of them did. They were probably just gold-plated, but it was kind of fancy.
Yeah.
I mean,
wow.
Mirrors with little white cocaine mountains on them. I mean, everybody's looking at this stuff saying, they just wanted to find a pocket and shovel a handful of that stuff
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
See you. Thanks. I had a great...
Well, and I'm sure people, you know, had a little toot and talked about history or something,
oh,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Very deep
like the Peloponnesian Wars and the wisdom of Thucydides
yes.
or Herodotus, right? Nobody did anything untoward.
So
no, never. Radio people, Joey.
In that conversation with Lindsey Buckingham, mentioning that I kind of knew what they were going through because the road is such a grind, and right. you know, every rock band wants to become Fleetwood Mac or Styx.
Styx!
Yeah.
Right.
And once they get there, they have no idea. There's no handbook how to be a rock star.
Grinding it out.
This is why so many go down in flames or they destroy their lives because your life goes from. That's how you learn the beauty of privacy. Because when you become a big star like them...
You have none.
And your life is controlled by Warner Brothers Records, your road manager, and yada yada.
Well, the jig is up. The news is out. Finally found me.
So, and I mentioned to him that I had just, before I left my position with the band, Styx...
Styx!
that I had... arranged a party very similar to that one for them at the Drake Hotel right up the street. It's a pretty elegant thing. So he said, let me get you a drink.
Oh.
And I got to tell you, he was a good-looking guy. He was, I mean, had a rock star
Lindsey
suit.
Here?
Lindsey Buckingham.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great songwriter, too.
He was coiffed. He was dressed. So it was,
what was his hair like, though?
Wasn't too froed out. He, you know, in his album covers and pictures, he always has this real serious look on his face, but in person he was really, really friendly and affable with everybody. John Records Landecker was one of the guys.
Is he a little guy?
He's not real tall. I think we're about the same height. Yeah. It goes through this whole Guns and McGilla with the party. Fast forward to 2019, and I hear Go Your Own Way coming off the TV set. But when I look, I realize, oh, so these are fashionably dressed boomers standing in front of this white backdrop with a Noro on it. Two callers have dropped off because they don't want to hear this story. What's the problem?
No, they want to hear it more so they can hang up and hear it better on the radio.
That's a good one. Thanks.
Thank you. You're welcome.
For coming
well,
on.
I don't want you to be interrupted.
So. Exactly. Go ahead. Please. We're hanging on the edge
except
of our
by Terry and I, but I don't want the callers
None of what I'm saying now is going to spoil the column because the story's pretty well told.
Okay.
Fast forward to 2019. Lindsey Buckingham has been kicked out of Fleetwood Mac. Band politics, and I mentioned, you know, they're rough. I said, it only takes two. I offer you Simon and Garfunkel as Exhibit A.
Well, and you probably saw it firsthand when you were working for Styx, right?
Styx! Yes. Mm. But, see, one reason why Chuck Bonazzo is still the bassist for the band, when he can play.
For which band? Hands. Fleetwood Mac or Styx?
Styx. One reason why Chuck Bonazzo is still the bassist for Styx is he's never believed for one second that he's anything else but the bassist. He stays out of all the creative controversies. He does his job. He's a blue-collar
guitarist. Like John Paul Jones.
And because he knows who writes the songs that make the whole world sing and all that happy horse
knows his crap. Place.
Yeah. So, yeah. And he's still with him. It's 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Some band members, like my buddy JC, didn't understand that mm-hmm. and saw themselves as being far more critical
happens.
To the unit than they really were, and was obnoxious when he drank and always threatened to quit. And one time he says, "I'm quitting," and JY said, "You're out. Thanks."
Wow.
And that was just when the band was breaking nationally. So we had to live with that. That he had just got himself kicked out of a band that was about to become a national sensation. And a month later, he's teaching guitar for $8 an hour. Drank himself to death at age 38.
Wow.
I don't know how you live with that. I mean, I've blown some gigs.
Yeah.
And I've had a lot to drink, but I've never had to wrap my mind around a mistake that big.
Yeah, fooling yourself, JC, fooling yourself.
So where am I going with this now? So anyway, the column is called Big Mac and Fried.
All right.
Story of the party, where, you know, Lindsey Buckingham is about to turn 70 this year, had open heart surgery.
Wow, 70.
Yeah.
So is it really just you're ruminating on how life has changed and the song has changed, or
I'm not giving away the ending, primarily because that's the only part I haven't written yet, but there's bows in there that I can tie together and make a package. If you wanted to talk about the president or something, you're welcome to call back.
The president's talking right now. Some guys wearing cowboy hats standing behind him.
President Trump, Comey, McCabe, and Stroke tried to take me down, and it didn't work out too well. When are we going to see the frickin' indictments? Have Horseface chomp on those for a little while. Alrighty, let's talk about a great product as we're heading into record-breaking heat this weekend. Your AC is going to be literally working nonstop unless you can live in, like young Joey here, 76 degrees. That's,
can't handle it.
No. The worst thing that could happen is to have your system just say, I can't take it anymore, I quit, and shutting down. Who do you call? Everybody's calling for AC help at this time of the year. The smart folks have already made an arrangement with Clark's, become a member, and know that if something goes wrong, somebody is going to be on the way ASAP with urgent care relief for the situation. Most of those kinds of dilemmas can be avoided because the Clark's Club membership gets you two annual tune-ups. So they look for things that could become a problem, address them before they do, and leave you with a system that's running on a very energy-efficient level. But with that peace of mind, knowing that if something goes wrong, they're a phone call away. Same thing with plumbing. They have got the best freaking plumbers on the planet, if I may describe them that way. They are incredible people. Just really awesome human beings who have the ultimate skill set and can address anything like, you know, the big bathtub drama I went through earlier this year. And they're all thoroughly background checked and vetted, so you're dealing with some pretty amazing people. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and the folks who provide those services, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. It is 325. Shall we hit the traffic dungeon?
I think we should.
Yeah.
All right, why don't we go down there first, and then we'll come right back.
Montgomery Skywatch with a look at your early afternoon traffic, and we have a couple of accidents to tell you about. We have one in Millbrook on Highway 14. It's on the westbound side at County Road 8, so watch out there. We also have a crash on the Northern Boulevard. It is at Emory Fulmer Boulevard, so be careful if you're in that vicinity. Otherwise, traffic on the boulevard's moving along pretty well with delays at the traffic lights. We don't have any problems on the interstates, both I-65 and I-85. The traffic is moving along at a speed limit ride. The biggest area of congestion that we see this afternoon is on Taylor Road from the Atlanta Highway, and that extends through East Chase all the way out to Vaughn Road. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe this Memorial Day weekend.
So the first big wreck of the afternoon is on Highway 14 and twice a day Millbrook. You're not supposed to be doing that while you're driving. Wait till you get home. Mm-hmm. Then do that. We're getting people that now self-identify as being from twice a day Millbrook. And one listener who says she lives in twice a month Deetsville.
Twice a month, yeah.
But is frequency really important? I ask. That's our topic today. 272-9228.
You could delay gratification, make it a really special moment.
That's a word that, the word special.
Yeah.
I don't like that word.
Make it a touched moment?
No, it's another one of those things that I had to do so many times that I burned out on it. See, I voiced on-hold messaging.
Oh, wow.
Political correctness began rearing its ugly head in that business in the 90s. Because businesses who were catering to people of multiple faiths and stuff didn't want to have an on-hold message. Merry Christmas from all of us here at Joey Clark Enterprises. Please hold. We'll be with you as soon as we possibly can. Because then I don't celebrate Christmas. So what we did, because our customers always got a free holiday on-hold message. But it was so generic, you weren't sure you were celebrating anything. We just said, it's a special time of the year.
That's it.
Yeah. Nothing like... And you had to always do a separate one for the company.
Did you ever want a voiceover where you had to play a character?
I might have. Well, I know what you're referencing.
Oh, yeah.
You know what story he wants?
Which one?
The porn story.
Oh,
yeah. We would love to hear about this again.
Actually, I have two.
Ooh, tell them both. In honor of twice a day.
Now, can I ask, before I tell one of these stories, that you will you promise not to judge me based on the story?
No.
I had no choice. All I'm asking is please don't.
No.
You're just young and desperate. I'm a little confused.
Anybody?
No.
I wasn't young and desperate. I was in my 40s.
So you're full grown and established, and you knew what you were doing.
There are...
Teddy boy.
Well, that was the one where I had to play a role. God, I wish we had that script. I'd actually call Kathleen and have her do it with me on the air. Because it was one of those things where, you know, this is a client that's paying us 50 freaking bucks, okay? And that was difference-making money at the time.
Sure.
To do this dialogue, playing this couple that wanted to get frisky.
Ah. So this is like a hotline people could call into?
I think it was the greeting that people heard when they called one of those old 900 number things.
Ah.
Now, Kathleen's been my dearest friend since day one. And it stayed that way because we've been friends and didn't cross any other lines.
Sure.
So, but when you have, trying to pretend you're, doing that with somebody you're not doing that with who is...
I could see that.
And it took us like 3 hours to record a 90-second dialogue because we kept laughing. I'm surprised they didn't throw us out and find somebody else to do it, but they were kind of desperate, so... I mean, it ended up being... There were segments of this thing I had to record 3 or 4 words at a time and let them edit it together because I just kept bursting out. Well, it was funny. The other one... You got to remember, I have a daughter.
Yeah.
And this is... when was this? Was the 90s? Maybe the... I don't know. So I was doing on-hold messaging for another company with Kathleen's permission. And she said, I have a $200 voiceover gig for you. They've heard you. They want to use you. She said, but there's one hitch. It's for a gay men's porn site.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, Greg. You do have an excellent voice, though.
The only thing worse than trying to pretend you're being playful with somebody you're not being playful with and just continue that is trying to pretend you're something you're really not.
Mm-hmm.
But using all the lingo that was written for that message, I don't have any tapes of that either.
It was for $200?
Yeah. Now, did I... Was I wrong to do that?
To read a voiceover for a...
It's business.
No, if somebody offered me $200 just to read something, sure.
But for that particular...
Yeah, I don't care. It's not like I'm actually taking part in the
business.
Movie.
It's business.
I mean, I would hate to croak. Rise to the gates of St. Peter's. Get greeted by a choir of angels. And then be told,
that's it, I'm out of here.
Because you did that tape for that, and that's, the Lord does not approve. Wouldn't
that
be awful?
That's the worst thing you've done in your life. You're okay, Greg. If that's the worst thing you've ever done, you're okay.
I don't know.
It's business. That's what you did for a living.
Yeah.
It is.
You were acting.
Yeah, exactly.
I was an actor.
And not even, like, physically acting. You were a voice actor.
Yeah.
You were painting a picture with your words.
I did require some direction during that that recording session.
Mm-hmm.
Because the guy that was conducting the voice that was working the microphone said, you really need to say that particular term more like this.
Oh, boy, getting coached.
Mm. I'm not making this up. He said, you need to feel that when you say it. I need to hear that.
That's when
voice.
The okay, I'm out of here comes. That's when you say, all right.
Oh, it's too late. I'd already spent the $200.
You need to feel
I'm going that. To hell. Why don't you guys just tell me the truth? I'm going to hell.
You're not going to hell.
It's not our call.
Well, if I get up to the gates and they tell me you're not welcome here, I'm going to say, Joey, who's a good Catholic, said this wouldn't keep me out. Then they'll have to talk to you, right?
Yeah, and I would say I was just trying to, you know, help him through a difficult time.
And he had on a white shirt.
I mean, he's reliving the trauma of making that $200.
We can only hope that everybody tuned in this afternoon has found this dialogue to be
fascinating.
I'd love it.
You think maybe there's a conspiracy theory in there somewhere that
absolutely.
I can cop out on?
Absolutely.
Help me with that. Yeah. Speaking of our friend Mr. Blackman, we asked him Tuesday if he'd like to join us on a Thursday when we get back to JFK and catch up on the latest stuff from that. Because he's into it like we are.
Oh, cool.
And he's a Texas guy, and he absolutely despises LBJ.
Everybody does.
Considers him like the worst human being that's
ever
been.
He was involved. You can't convince me otherwise.
I totally with you.
Yeah.
Totally with you. You think we got some power crats in D.C. now? LBJ.
The worst.
Dwarfs them all.
Yep. agree.
And really have nothing in the way of a moral compass. All right, is this Red Top? Hello, Red Top.
Red Top? Red Top.
Red Top, we just spoke. You're on the air.
Yeah, because I got a break.
Hey, guys.
I got a break coming up here. We need to move it along.
Hi there.
Let me turn off my radio here.
Cool.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Great. Have you guys seen some of the fake political ads and news on Facebook and all the social media in Europe? It's incredible how much elections are getting messed with over there and how confused people are. Have y'all seen any of that?
No. All I know is that things are not going the way the globalists want them. Australia just went conservative. And, of course, the polls there said they had no chance, but they won anyway.
Yeah. I know there's a politician that's tried to burn his house down. A conservative politician. They burned his car up, tried to burn his house down. Him and his wife got out by the skin of their...
They're throwing milkshakes at people that aren't part of the...
Any of the conservatives they're attacking.
Yeah, they even had some in Germany, some guys who staged an attack on Muslims on a police car, and you could see the light deflector and the film crew in the background.
Oh, wow.
And so... See, they're putting all this out as viral on social media to turn people against Muslims, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. I have a feeling we're into an era of misinformation like nobody's ever dreamed
of.
You
better believe it.
Yeah, there is no media. People have to be their own media director. Red Top, thanks for the call.
You're right.
We'll look into that. 3:38. We have not redeemed the Baumhauer's winning word yet, but at some point this afternoon we will. Right now we got local news, Rich's hot forecast, and then we're back.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The Alabama Department of Corrections released its 2019 to 2022 strategic plan. This will serve as a roadmap to reverse longstanding challenges and transform corrections in Alabama. The plan outlines efforts over the next 3 years in four strategic areas: staffing, infrastructure, programming, and culture. Plus, Montgomery police are investigating an armed robbery that happened this morning. Police say a woman was robbed at gunpoint and pepper sprayed at about 9:30 this morning in the 6900 block of Atlanta Highway. The victim has minor injuries and no arrests have been made so far. Stay with Alabama News Network for the latest on this investigation. And a Dallas County judge has dismissed the case against three Selma police officers who were charged with making false statements related to a case being investigated by the AG's office. The officers have been on administrative leave since September 2018. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The chance of seeing a shower over the next several hours, under 20%. We'll say about 10%. Otherwise, look for a mostly clear night, a warm night, overnight low 71. Tomorrow, Alabama continues to heat up. High temperature in the middle 90s, perhaps 96 tomorrow. Upper 90s Saturday, record high territory. Sunday and Memorial Day Monday, 99 to around 100. And dry for the next several days, perhaps until the middle of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
And now it's time for another episode of What Women Are Really Thinking.
I can't believe it's almost Memorial Day weekend. Let's take a look at everything that's wrong with that. A, I have to be at the lake in a swimsuit in 3 days. B, every one of my friends has a cell phone camera. And C, every picture of me will be posted on Facebook. My God, it's the perfect storm. Wait, we also have to add beer and barbecue. That makes it more like the perfect storm with a side of coleslaw. It can't be Memorial Day weekend already. Don't they know I still have 5 pounds of Cinco de Mayo to lose? And 2 weeks later, this cell phone paparazzi will be right back out in full force for wedding season. And this time, we'll be adding cake. Yep, it looks like the four horsemen of the apocalypse will be riding for the next 6 weeks with a cell phone in one hand and a plate full of potato salad in the other. Great.
And that was another episode of What Women Are Really Thinking.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at WholesaleHunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and reloading supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at WholesaleHunter.com. That's WholesaleHunter.com. Again, WholesaleHunter.com.
Lowe's knows you'll do it right and do it yourself to save on what you need to get a landscape you love. We do it right, too, with everyday deals and more during our Memorial Day sale. Shop in-store now and get 5 bags of premium mulch for just $10. Whatever project is next on your list, hurry into your local Lowe's and save. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Valid in-store only through 5/29 while supplies last. See store for details, U.S. only, excluding Alaska and Hawaii.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431. And listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
Paid for by Medals for District 74, P.O. Box 23158, Montgomery, Alabama.
There's a very important special election coming up on June 11th for State House. Do you know anything about the candidates?
I know there is only one choice for us. Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Charlotte Meadows, the Republican activist?
Same one. She is the only candidate with a proven record of serving with the Republican Party at the state and local level.
What else can you tell me about Charlotte Meadows?
Charlotte is a proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom.
We need conservative education reforms. Charlotte Meadows sounds perfect to represent us. Anything else I should know?
She will fight for the unborn, and she will reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she stands with us.
I'm sold. I'm voting for Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Tell your friends. Everyone needs to vote Charlotte Meadows for State House on June 11th.
Check Chambers Memorial Day sale for amazing deals in every category. Now through Memorial Day, find up to 75% off selected items. Beautiful slate beds starting at $3.99. Leather recliners just $4.99. Queen bed, chest, dresser, and mirror only $19.99. Beautiful dining room table and chairs just $16.88. Plus, spectacular sectional sofas starting at $23.99. Don't miss out. Check the store that saves you more. Check Chambers.
Check Chambers. Check Chambers.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned and has been around for over 33 years. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power Inspire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I got ketchup and burgers, the buns are in my hand. My chili is simmering up in a pan. From my famous coleslaw to a crock of baked beans, to the corn on the cob and everything in between. I gotta get ready for Memorial Day, 'cause all my rowdy friends are coming over Monday. So get your grill ready. I mean, get it ready. Are you ready for Memorial Day? A three-day weekend party. The unofficial start of summer, ready to get the good time started. Set up the horseshoe pits, the beer's on the way, 'cause all my friends are coming for Memorial Day.
Hey, welcome back to Happy Hour. Just talked on Freeboat 1FM. I have to give ABC credit for an original idea, although I hate the fact that it was Jimmy Kimmel's brainchild, to do a live version of All in the Family and the Jeffersons last night. And if you go to my Facebook page, first thing you see is Woody Harrelson as Archie, and he kind of replicates the look. But let's face it, Marisa Tomei as Edith, way too hot. Edith Bunker was the most asexual, and that's not an insult. She just, part of her charm on that show was she couldn't even bring herself to talk about anything that had anything to do with that. Here is Woody and Marisa singing the theme of All in the Family at the house piano.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller plays.
Sounds like it.
Songs that made the hit
Now, tell me if in this next segment of the song that she doesn't sound just a little bit like the character she played in My Cousin Vinny. I swear you're going to hear it.
And you knew who you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like her. Everybody pulled his weight. Gia wrote LaSalle and great. Those were the
days. So, I did not see the show. I got home from Baumhauer's last night just as the Jeffersons thing was beginning, and I was really impressed with the way the opening song is. Jennifer Hudson sang the Jeffersons theme moving on up and did a phenomenal job. But I wanted to get some feedback from listeners who did watch it and see what they had to say. And I can't wait to see the ratings. I don't know if there's, see if there's anything on, just check TV ratings on All in the Family live show, see if anything comes up for that. I'd love to know how well it did, because if it did well, we may see more of this. Jamie Foxx and I agree with this. Nailed George Jefferson. And the biggest reaction from the crowd last night was Marla Gibbs coming out as in her character.
I had averaged 10.36 million viewers and a 1.7 rating among adults 18 to 49.
It's pretty good.
That's more than double ABC's average viewership for the time period, the season, and roughly 50% bump in the 18 to 49 demographic.
Now, this is good. We were talking about some of the words that were used from the original script. colored and terms, you know, that have, of course, have evolved over time. But that's how it was done then. And
yeah,
it was my concern was they were going to take a show that mirrored America in the 70s and PC it into a worthless piece of crap.
But they didn't.
They did not do that. Good. Even with the Grim Weeper, Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, that's why they had such high ratings, I bet you.
Probably. A lot of curiosity, too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our commenters also agree Fox nailed it on George Jefferson. They even had the posture down.
I'd have missed it.
Why did they get a communist, Woody Harrelson, to play Archie?
I don't know if Woody Harrelson's a commie.
His daddy was kind of suspect.
He's a Hollywood left-winger, just like Meathead, who has been wrong about everything since that show was first on the air.
Yeah, he's got
If you watch, I wish I had the editing skills at the time. I could go back through that show and pull out all of Meathead's... Same thing we hear today, warnings of doom. There's only 12 years left before the end of the world and all this. There's a scene in an episode where he's holding up an aerosol can saying, you see this? This is death. This is going to destroy the ozone layer. We're all going to get skin cancer and die. That's...
Yeah, I thought this was true. I just looked it up. Woody Harrelson, there was a write-up in Politico in 2013. It says, Woody Harrelson, I'm an anarchist. It's a little different than a commie.
Well, anarchy was a very key ingredient in establishing the Communist Party in the Soviet Union. But he's one damn rich anarchist, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Real anarchists don't have a pot to piss in.
Exactly. That's why they won't change.
Different debate for a different day. Shannon Fontaine, I love this. Stifle yourself, Woody.
Stifle yourself. That's
funny. Jeff says, Marisa's in her 50s and still...
She's hot.
Well, he used a word I can't say on the air, but terrific.
yeah, terrific. Good word.
And then there's a second thread that's got quite a few more comments on it. Pat did like it, said it was stupid, that I should have known with Jimmy Kimmel hosting. Wynette said, yeah, I thought about watching it until I saw him. Andy says, I thought it was very well done. MVPs, in my opinion, were Marissa Tomei and Jamie Foxx. But you see, you'd never watch All in the Family with, and God bless her, she was perfect for the role.
Mm-hmm.
Jean Stapleton is Edith Bunker, but you would never, ever look at her and have a sexual thought.
No. And she was a hell of an actress. Stuff she did after that was just wow.
You know, she had a beef that a lot of people have. She had a very, very broad range of mm-hmm. acting experiences in her portfolio, but she personified Edith Bunker and could never break
away from
that.
She was stereotyped,
yeah.
Just like Max Baer Jr. with Jethro. He couldn't find any acting jobs.
Nancy says, I'll stick with the originals and nothing... with Jimmy Kimmel's name. Boy, Jimmy Kimmel's coming up in this a lot. Lori says, hubby and I watched it, loved it. We're big fans of the originals, but still laughed out loud several times while watching these. Also watched the follow-up program, all about making the show, and learned a bit. Rosemary says, I couldn't watch. I didn't watch. I wouldn't be the same without the real Edith.
Mm, you got to give it a shot, though.
Woody Harrelson makes a great anorexic Archie Bunker. Woody Harrelson, huge disappointment. So most of the props are going to Jamie Foxx for the Jefferson segment, and I'd say about a third of the posters have made a negative reference to Jimmy Kimmel.
Kimmel's made his bed.
He's a dick.
He's a
left-wing dick.
He brought it on himself.
It makes me sick. Could I be any more specific than that?
So. No, I don't think so.
Here's Billy.
What's going on, gentlemen?
How are you? Enough about us.
I'm doing great. I didn't watch the shows last night, but I find it ironic. Okay, if both these shows didn't air, would you watch anything on ABC or NBC or CBS? Would you watch anything on all three of the major networks that's coming out now?
I have not watched a scripted show on any network in, God, many years.
Exactly right. So, and so we wouldn't even be talking about ABC right now if they didn't air these shows. And that's what these major networks are doing. The news ratings are already tanking, and everything else they're doing is tanking. So, what can they come up with? let's just reinvent what happened back in the 70s and 80s, because that's when things were good.
Exactly.
And, you know, and it can't happen. CBS is trying to do that with Magnum P.I., and, you know, it's just not going to work.
I think what they don't understand, and thank you for a great call, what they don't understand, people didn't love Archie Bunker because he was a bigot. But he reflected millions of men who fought and served in World War II, came back, and then watched the country go through convulsive changes. Mm-hmm. And, you got to kind of put yourself in their shoes to understand why they, you know, Archie Bunker made, I believe, $5.50 an hour working at the loading company. And, Meathead was the freeloader and all that, but that's what a lot of those guys did. They had lunch bucket jobs. They worked an eight-hour shift, and they got themselves a nice house.
The American dream.
Yeah, didn't live a wealthy lifestyle, but they make them into such knuckle scrapers in a show like this, and that's the unfortunate part.
True.
All right, with the hot weather, I mean, Rich has guaranteed us that. He mentioned a 10% chance of rain today. We didn't see anything out there that looked suspiciously like rain.
Mm-mm, no, not at all.
Just a possibility of a pop-up storm. But can you get us on the water in time to join Memorial Day?
Absolutely. Right now we've got a couple of deals on jet skis, like if 2018 310s, $1,500 off, STX 15, $750 off. These are 2018s, not currents. We do have some 2019s in stock, but it's been a good year for jet skis already. Because as we all know, global warming, it's getting hot, yeah. as they tell us. So, yeah, I tell you, there's nothing more fun than getting on the water on a jet ski. Unlike a boat, you don't have to work on it. Put gas in it and ride it. They're no longer two strokes. They're four strokes. They're quieter, a whole lot less pollution, and a lot more powerful. It's amazing. They actually get really good fuel mileage because they're fuel injected. But they have the cool thing about the Kawasaki's is they have a true marine engine. You can take them to the Gulf. You can play all you want in salt water as long as you flush them out, and they do come with flush kits. The other cool thing is they have a restrictive key. If you've got a youngster that wants to go play on the water, well, you can give him the yellow key, and he can only go, 15, 20 miles an hour. When he shows he's responsible enough, he gets old enough, give him the other key, and he can rip. It's just up to you as a parent. It's your decision. It's cool. We got everything going on right now, Greg. We've got Suzuki's doing a big blowout, $1,000 cash or 0% financing on the Gixxers, the big 1,000 Gixxers. Everything's on sale. Polaris, of course. They're always doing rebates, low interest rates.
Yeah, $1,500 and 3.99% APR.
Exactly.
And it's their money. It's not a stuffy bank standard.
Exactly. And like you always say, they buy the standard. They get to, because they're setting all this up and investing millions, if not billions of dollars in this stuff, they get to kind of play around with what your credit rating has to be in order to get financed. So that's a benefit to you. It's really cool.
Stop living a life of envy and get on the water or get off the road with great products from Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. Get your credit app started. Browse the inventory, including some great pre-owned options at AdamsMotorsports.com. Fox News coming up. Traffic now.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit FormalOutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch making it through our afternoon traffic, and the interstates look pretty good this afternoon. We don't see any problems on I-65 or on I-85 at this point. The boulevard is starting to show quite a bit of congestion.